welcome to your GCSE Physics Revision podcast on electric circuits. I'm so glad you're here because this topic comes up in almost every exam paper. And once you really get it, it all clicks into place. Over the next 10 minutes, we're going to cover everything you need, from current and charge right through to IV graphs and potential dividers. Grab a pen because you'll want to jot a few things down. Let's go! So, let's start with the absolute basics. What is electric current? Current is the rate of flow of charge. That's the definition you need to be able to state in an exam. The formula is I equals delta Q over delta T, where I is current in amperes, Q is charge in coulombs, and T is time in seconds. Think of current like water flowing through a pipe. The more water flowing past a point every second, the higher the current. Simple. Now, potential difference, or voltage, is the energy transferred per unit of charge. The formula is V equals W over Q, where V is potential difference in volts, W is energy in joules, and Q is charge in coulombs. If current is the flow of water, then potential difference is the pressure pushing it along. Your battery or power supply provides that pressure. And resistance? Resistance is the opposition to current flow. The formula is R equals V over I. That's Ohm's law. Resistance is measured in ohms. A higher resistance means less current flows for the same voltage. Imagine a narrow pipe. It restricts the water flow. That's resistance. Now, here's something really important for your exam. The difference between series and parallel circuits. In a series circuit, all the components are connected in one single loop. The current is the same everywhere. It has no choice, there's only one path. But the voltages across each component add up to the total supply voltage. And the total resistance is just R1 plus R2 plus R3. You simply add them up. In a parallel circuit, components are on separate branches. Here, the voltage across each branch is the same as the supply voltage. But the current splits between the branches. The total current equals the sum of the branch currents. And the total resistance is calculated using 1 over R total equals 1 over R1 plus 1 over R2 plus 1 over R3. Notice that adding more branches in parallel actually decreases the total resistance. That's why your house uses parallel circuits. So every appliance gets the full mains voltage, and you can switch them on and off independently. Let's talk about power and energy. Power is the rate of energy transfer, and there are three formulas you need. P equals V times I, P equals I squared times R, and P equals V squared over R. All three give you power in watts. For energy, use W equals V times I times T, where T is time in seconds. These formulas come up constantly in calculation questions, so make sure you're comfortable rearranging them properly. Now, IV graphs. These are a favourite with examiners, so pay close attention. An ohmic resistor, like a fixed resistor at constant temperature, gives a straight line through the origin on an IV graph. That means current is directly proportional to voltage. Resistance stays constant. A filament bulb gives an S-shaped curve. As the voltage increases, the filament heats up, its resistance increases, and so the current increases at a decreasing rate. The curve flattens out at high voltages. A thermistor's resistance decreases as temperature increases, so as you heat it up, more current flows for the same voltage. This makes thermistors really useful in temperature sensors. And a diode? A diode only allows current to flow in the N direction, forward bias. In reverse bias, the current is essentially zero. In forward bias, almost no current flows until the voltage reaches about 0.7 volts, then it rises very steeply. Diodes are used in rectifiers and LED circuits.
Let's move on to resistivity. The resistance of a wire depends on three things: its length, its cross-sectional area, and the material it's made of. The formula is R equals rho times L over A, where rho is the resistivity of the material in ohm meters, L is the length in meters, and A is the cross-sectional area in meters squared. A longer wire has more resistance. A thicker wire has less resistance, and different materials have different resistivities. Copper has very low resistivity, which is why it's used in wiring. There's also a more advanced formula. I equals N times Q times V times A, where N is the number density of charge carriers, Q is the charge on each carrier, V is the drift velocity, and A is the cross-sectional area. This tells you that more charge carriers moving faster in a wider wire gives a higher current. This is higher tier content, so if you're sitting the higher paper, make sure you know it. Now, potential dividers. A potential divider uses two resistors in series to split the supply voltage. The voltage across each resistor is proportional to its resistance. If you use a thermistor or an LDR as one of the resistors, the output voltage changes with temperature or light level. This is how sensors work in circuits. Examiners love asking you to explain what happens to the output voltage when conditions change, so practice talking through the logic step by step. And finally, electromotive force, or EMF, versus terminal potential difference. EMF is the total energy supplied per unit of charge by the source. Terminal potential difference is the voltage measured across the terminals of the source when current is flowing. The difference is due to the internal resistance of the source. The formula is terminal PD equals EMF minus IR, where R is the internal resistance. Remember, EMF is the maximum voltage. Terminal PD is always less when current flows. Right, let's talk exam technique. A few things that examiners see candidates get wrong time and time again. First, confusing EMF with terminal potential difference. They are not the same. EMF is the source, terminal PD is what you measure at the terminals under load. Second, applying Ohm's law to non-ohmic components. Ohm's law only applies to ohmic conductors at constant temperature. You cannot use R equals V over I as a fixed relationship for a filament bulb or a diode. Third, getting the parallel resistance formula wrong. Remember, it's 1 over R total, not just R total. Many candidates forget to take the reciprocal at the end. Always double-check your answer. The total resistance in parallel must be less than the smallest individual resistance. Fourth, forgetting units. Resistivity is in ohm meters. Cross-sectional area must be in meters squared. Always convert before substituting into formulas. And fifth, not showing you're working. In a calculation question, even if you get the final answer wrong, you can still earn marks for correct substitution and correct formula. Never skip steps. Quick fire recall time. 5 questions. Pause and try to answer before I give you the answer. Question 1. What is the formula for current in terms of charge and time? I equals delta Q over delta T. Question 2. In a parallel circuit, what is true about the voltage across each branch? It is the same as the supply voltage. Question 3. What shape is the IV graph for a filament bulb? An S-shaped curve. It flattens at high voltages because resistance increases with temperature. Question 4. What does the formula R equals rho L over A tell you? It gives the resistance of a wire based on its resistivity, length, and cross-sectional area. Question 5. Why is terminal potential difference always less than EMF when current is flowing? Because some energy is lost to the internal resistance of the source. Brilliant. Let's wrap up. Before I'm not even things to take away from today. 1. Know your 3 core formulas. R equals delta Q over delta T, V equals W over Q, and R equals V over R. 2. Understand series and parallel circuits and know the resistance rules of each. 5. Be able to sketch and explain IV graphs for an ohmic resistor, filament bulb, thermistor, and diode. 4. Know the resistivity formula and what each symbol means. And 5. Never confuse EMF with terminal potential difference. You've got this.
Go and practice some past paper questions. And remember, show every step of your working. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.